It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 11, Lucky Number Slevin Slelevin, with special guest stars John Hamm.
Hi, Mad Men.
And Rob Corddry.
Hi, Mad Men also.
They say no man is an island, but they don't say no woman is an island because we've all seen Rosie O'Donnell. Anyway, Stephanie Client and I found ourselves shipwrecked on this island where a man was living. And while he might have been fine and he might have been young, this man was also a cannibal. We were like a baseball game going into extra innings, all tied up. It looked like our hopes of finding Stephanie's missing sister Tawny were just about well done.
Mike, how are we going to get out of here? We're doomed!
Don't worry, I can cut through the ropes with this Bowie knife I smuggled in here.
How did you sneak it in?
I hid it inside this David Bowie CD I brought along. It's one of my 5 Desert Island discs.
Ooh, what a great conversation starter. What would mine be? I guess all 5 discs of Stephen King's Tommyknocker's audiobook.
Well then, what book would you bring to a desert island?
The novelization of Avatar.
Then what movie would you bring?
The Da Vinci Code.
Did you ever read that book?
I don't want to after seeing that movie. What a stinker.
Look out! Our captor is coming back.
I've always heard you were hard-boiled, Mike Detective. Now we're going to put that to the test.
This situation is like an Angelina Jolie movie. It needs a little more salt! And much like Iron Man 2, it needs a little less pepper.
Come on, Mike. Let's make like a tree and fill our insides with termites.
Huh?
I mean, let's leave. Look, there's an aircraft passing by overhead. Can you tell what kind it is?
It's like the way Broccoli used to describe Dana Carvey. A chopper.
Lucky for us, it was passing overhead right when we needed to be rescued. Here, I'll try to get his attention.
Luckily, when Stephanie unzipped her sexy duffel canvas bag, it got the helicopter pilot's attention, and he dropped us a rope ladder. It was like a demented game of chutes and ladders, only with no chutes and one ladder that you climb up. Once aboard the helicopter, the pilot let us know a terrible secret.
Good thing I saw you folks. I'm on my way to fly over Kelsey Grammer's house. You see, I work for TMZ, the Most Zebras. They're upset at Kelsey Grammer for wearing a pimp coat made of zebra fur over his tuxedo today, so I'm going to disrupt his wedding with my noisy chopper blades.
Kelsey Grammer's getting married today? But to whom?
Some not-so-hot chick named Tawny Nacho. Say, you look a lot like her, you know. Not so hot.
That fiend!
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot like that Pretender song, The Talk of the Town. As soon as he collected the life insurance on his dead wife, Stephanie, who was lost at sea the other day, he announced his engagement to her sister and took out a life insurance policy on her that pays out double if she dies within 24 hours of being married. The Los Angeles Times called it the least suspicious series of events in history. Oh, also, 3 days ago, Kelsey Grammer bought the Los Angeles Times.
Does this mean what I think it means?
Yeah. Unlike Paul, print isn't dead. But like Paul, it opens this Friday.
I'm not going to see that. I've only seen 2 movies, Trading Places and Exorcist 2.
Your taken amnesia is still in full effect, and the cause is unknown.
I might see Rango, though. It looks like a surprise 4-quadrant hit. I love those. Now, fly as fast as you can to that wedding. And there's an extra 20 in it for you if you run all the red lights.
But there aren't any red lights up in this...
Okay, an extra 100. If we don't get there to stop the wedding, I'll be real mad, man.
That sucker just gave me $100 just for doing what I do best. Tugging on the joystick in my Whirlybird. Life was pretty good as a helicopter pilot. Especially once I tapped into the zebra market. I started living on Easy Street. Elm Street. I live on 1122 Elm Street. The thing people don't know about zebras is that they're rich, mainly because they get residuals from Michael Jackson's Black and White. Anytime someone so much as hums it, every zebra in the world gets $1,000. I tell you where that money comes from if it wasn't so obvious that it would insult your intelligence. And the other thing people don't know about zebras is that they can't walk, so they constantly need helicopters. That's where I come in. That's right, me, John Hamm. Larry... helicopter pilot. Anyway, I was really enjoying this ride until I was interrupted by this asshole.
Hey, can't you get there any faster?
Just like the Stone Temple pilots, I'm going as fast as I can. And I am a pilot, so that makes sense.
Okay, sure, it makes total sense, but when's this bird gonna touch down?
Well, we got a few minutes yet, but if you want to see what's going on with the wedding, I can just flip on the TV. It's like Huey Lewis when he broke up with his band. It's all over the news.
And our round-the-clock coverage of the wedding between Kelsey Grammer and Tawny Nacho continues. It's being called The Wedding of the Millennium, which we all know is what Will Smith successfully dubbed this thousand-year period.
Thousand-year period. Reminds me of my ex-wife. Her name was Millennium.
We now cut into the ceremony, already in progress.
If anyone objects to the union between these two souls, speak now or forever hold your peace.
We have to get down there!
We're still 2 minutes away!
Since no one objected, in fact, the only sound I heard was that of a far-off helicopter, I now pronounce you Moon and Wolf. I'm sorry, guess my pronouncement was mispronounced. A moon marrying a wolf. Can you imagine what that would be like? I imagine it would be a real howl. Once a month, the wife would be a real beast to live with. Sounds like my ex-wife. Hey, Kelsey, you should meet my ex-wife. I bet you two have a lot in common. You both make a convincing beast. Her name is Nicholas Holt.
If this priest keeps being hilarious instead of marrying them, maybe we'll get there in time.
Well, enough jokes, and I pronounce you man and wife.
Oh, no. We're like a guy who swallowed a hammer. We're too late.
Are Mike and Stephanie like a guy who swallowed a hammer? Tool 8? I didn't even get that one when Scott pitched it. Can they save Tawny from the beastly clutches of Kelsey Grammer? If you're thinking about being my baby, does it matter if you're black or white? Find out next time on Mike Detective.
It matters to me.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.